The interview.
Well, unfortunately, as Democrat legislators decided that they were going to ban guns on the campus at the Capitol in Olympia, they ended up having an unintended consequence, or what I assume is an unintended consequence, of banning a 21-gun salute. It was a rather embarrassing moment for the state after a veterans anniversary event. One lawmaker, a Republican from Washington's 25th Legislative District, is trying to change this. Joining me on the line is State Senator Chris Gildon. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me on again.
Take me through this embarrassing moment just a few months ago.
So I got invited to attend the 71st anniversary of the Korean War, and the organizers were setting up the event on the Capitol campus. And during the course of all of the planning, they got a hold of me and they said, Chris, we're not allowed to do a 21-gun salute because of that bill that passed last year. And then they're referring to Senate Bill 5038, which you just mentioned. And, you know, bottom line is there was an exception in the bill for law enforcement, but there is no exception in the bill for a military rifle honor ceremony. And so they weren't allowed to do it. They were deeply disheartened because, you know, these Korean War veterans, they are they're getting older, and we're not going to have too many more years to be able to honor them properly. And so they were just very saddened, Jason.
Which makes total sense. I would be sad, and I'd probably choose different language to express myself in that case, probably be pissed off. What are you trying to do to change this, and what do you think is the likelihood of it changing?
Well, it's a very simple fix that just gives an exemption to these types of honor guard for the gun salutes, military rifle honors. And so the bill itself is very simple. I think that the bill would have, you know, widespread support. I think that this was really just an unintended consequence of, you know, the nature of the session last year. You know, we were in a virtual session where the public had very little access to their legislators and very little input. And I think this was just one of the unintended consequences that possibly could have been avoided had we had allowed public access in a more widespread manner to their elected representatives. And that's why, moving forward, I think that's something that we absolutely have got to avoid, Jason, is we've got to allow those face-to-face meetings of citizens with their elected representatives. You know, we have a citizen legislature, and citizen input is just absolutely vital to the whole process.
You make a point of this being an unintended consequence, and I'll go with you with that. I don't think anyone was thinking at all about 21-gun salutes, but I do wonder if the reason why they didn't think about that was because they're just anti-gun. I think you obviously have, I know you obviously have colleagues on the Democrat side who are just virulently anti-gun, and you know, the whole idea of anyone carrying a gun, including law enforcement, is somehow triggering to them.
Yeah, and I think a little bit of this was knee-jerk reactions to all of the protests that were going on during the summer of 2020. But, you know, it was not just that bill. We had so many other bills that just were not thought through completely. The police reform bills that changed the standard of proof, the ones that prohibited police from pursuing suspected criminals. I mean, all of these different bills, they just did not think them through. And I am very hopeful that we'll come back this next legislative session and we will make some changes to some of those bills that passed without full consideration last year.
Just very quickly, I obviously hope that happens. You say you're confident. Why are you so confident that they will correct some of these so-called errors, even though, again, especially on the policing side, I question whether or not they're errors?
I think that they've taken so much backlash and heat, and now that the proof is in the pudding, because you see it every day in the news, I think that they're going to be forced to, and quite honestly, they're going to probably do it quietly. Mm-hmm. They're going to say these are minor tweaks to big bills, and regardless of how they want to frame it, I just want to make the laws right so that we have increased public safety in our state.
Well, there you go. We've been talking with State Senator Chris Gildon, Republican from Puyallup. As always, thank you so much for spending some time with us. Really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Now this.